Fisher Research have been producing industrial cleaning chemicals to a high technical standard for over 30 years. From specialised train cleaners, graffiti removal products, to disinfectant and plant-based cleaners. This podcast will give you an insight into Fisher Research. We'll share how we continually deliver to a home and worldwide market, always developing elegant and intelligent cleaning solutions for all challenges. In our first podcast, we speak to company founder Anthony Fisher on the genesis of the company.
Well, the idea for my own company came to me when I was eating an egg and bacon sandwich at one of the roadside cafeterias which operated in Brimsdown in those days. And I was dissatisfied with my boss and where I was. So I said, well, the only way to deal with this is to become your own boss. And I thought I'd start the company, which I did in about 6 months afterwards in February 1988. And I decided to call it C&M, which is Cleaning and Maintenance Research Limited. I didn't want to use the word chemicals because that's hackneyed. And I wanted to show that we were more than just a chemical company, so I used research. So it was C&M Research Limited. In 1995, my partner Valerie Darville and I took ownership of the company. But Valerie suggested that as I was in those days well known in the industry, it would be a good idea to rename the company Fisher Research Limited, A, to promote the company because of my good name, and also to break away from the past. I first started work in 1964 originally as my father's company, but he soon sold it to a large cleaning group. And we were manufacturing under license to an American company a sophisticated range of chemicals for use in the cleaning aeroplanes. And in those days, the raw materials available in the UK that were used and understood by chemical cleaning manufacturers were very primitive. Anyway, I learnt through manufacturing these aviation products that a whole new range of raw materials, more sophisticated, more effective, more efficient, and I learnt a new way to formulate, be more imaginative in formulation, to be courageous in formulation, and always formulate to being over-specified. So from the formulating point of view, the principles still is to be imaginative with the use of raw materials, imaginative with the use of different synergies, using mixtures of raw materials. I learned a very good quality control system, which was obviously necessary in the aviation industry. I used the same system from day one. Also, I'd learnt the importance of good after-sales technical service. The sale doesn't stop with the delivery of the product. The customer needs to be able to ring up and ask questions, have problems solved, and that's as important as the supply and formulation of the chemical. I hope that my customers would say about Fisher Research were technically competent, manufactured to a high and effective standard, were honest and reliable, trustworthy, delivered on time, were flexible, and had a good range of products and a deep understanding of the industry and their problems. Now we are a group structure. The holding company is Fisher Darville Holdings Limited, that owns Fisher Research Limited, who employs everybody, pays most of the bills, and develops products, carries out the quality control and the manufacturing. When I first started the company, I thought I would never manufacture again and only sell 8 products. And now in our computer, we have formulations for something like 1,500 products, although only about 700 or 800 are live. For Fisher Research, we manufacture almost anything. There's the range of mass transit products. We supply cleaners to all manner of industry. We supply car valeting products, a nail varnish remover, a foot callus remover to remove the hard skin from feet. We manufacture pet shampoos, an intriguing product to clean wetsuits who get a bit stinky after use, a product for that. another one for dealing with the problem of fox urine on AstroTurf, for instance. And of course, graffiti products and floor polishes, seals. It's a huge variety. It's very, very interesting, and I find it very exciting. Really proud of the fact that the company's still going. At a time when I left my previous employer, he said I'd be bankrupt within 6 months. We ended up by buying, he went bankrupt, and we bought his formulations, which I developed, and the customer list. I'm proud that we're now moving from a small company into a medium-sized company. I'm proud of the fact we export from America to Japan. I'm proud of the fact we have a good reputation within the industry. And I'm proud of the fact that we have a very mixed and diverse employees within the company.